Hey! Perhaps I could be of some assistance.
That's our fifth guy. Let's go. Now you get to live up your dream.
Let's go. All right.
All right. You need to score 2 points.
Here's how I see it. Doc.
Yes.
You kick it into the girl bunny.
Yeah.
Down in the post. You dish it back out to the guy bunny.
Got
you
it.
Swing around the mic over here. You go to the hole and dominate.
We on defense.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. I don't play defense.
Typical.
All right, you're going to have to listen to Mike on this, guys.
Okay.
Listen up.
This week in Your Parents' Basement, we are playing a game with Looney Tunes characters, Michael Jordan monsters, and yet somehow the basketball is more realistic than NBA Jam. From 1996, we're playing Space Jam for the PlayStation, Saturn, and PC by Sculptured Software and published by Acclaim. I'm Steve Greenwell, and with me is the basketball player who saw a teammate burned alive by a monster on the court. It's Huell Hauser.
Perhaps I could be of some assistance?
Definitely. And our other co-host, he thinks he wet himself playing this game. It's Todd Brisket.
Come on, Michael. It's game time. Get your Hanes on, lace up your Nikes, grab your Wheaties and your Gatorade, and we'll pick up a Big Mac on the way to the ballpark.
That's actually from the movie, isn't it?
It is indeed.
You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. Also, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link at www.ypbpodcast.com. Click your shopping cart full and make our Christmas richer than Diablo's. This week's game is Space Jam from 1996. Wikipedia describes the plot of Space Jam, the movie, and the video game better than I could. From the movie's entry, Space Jam tells an alternate history of what happened between Jordan's initial retirement from the NBA in 1993 and his comeback in 1995, in which he becomes embroiled in events involving Bugs Bunny and his friends. Now, unfortunately, the video game is far more disappointing. It's basically a really bad ripoff of NBA Jam, but with Looney Tunes characters, the Monstars, and Michael Jordan. They couldn't even be bothered to put in Bill Murray and Newman from Seinfeld. And even though the stars of the game are cartoon characters, the gameplay isn't as outlandish as NBA Jam, never mind the movie the game is based on. As you can probably tell, I was disappointed by this one, even though my expectations for a mid-1990s licensed game weren't high to begin with. Todd, maybe you thought differently.
No, I did not think differently than that. Fellas, confession time.
Ooh.
Confession. Deep and dark. I never saw Space Jam up until this week.
Oh.
The only thing I knew about the outer spacing jam before this is that it has Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. And second, it has that R. Kelly song. And I have another confession, guys.
The Impeccable.
I have not even listened to that R. Kelly song all the way through. I'm much more familiar with the Me First and Gimme Gimme's cover of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did watch the movie this week in preparation for the show because I feel like I could get more out of watching the movie than playing this trash game here.
Isn't it was it Fly Like an Eagle?
yeah.
Or was it
he also covered
Magic
that one,
Carpet Ride.
Was it I Believe I Can Fly?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he has a lot of flying related songs. I didn't realize this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is fun.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, I was thinking of Seal.
My
bad.
No.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Ignore me.
Okay. No, R. Kelly is the one who pees on people.
Right.
Seal is the
one with the jacked up face.
Yeah, and he was married to Heidi Klum for a bit.
But... It had to be for tax reasons. I couldn't believe that was a real relationship.
You know what? Some people can see past looks.
Hmm. Yeah, and I guess Seal's one of them.
Seal is one of them. He's able to have relations with that beast.
On a personal level, on an emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Anyways.
So the game.
Yeah. It was brave of him to date the 5'9" gorgeous German supermodel.
Yes. Yeah. Master race, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care about money.
Nope.
It's all about personality. Yeah. So this game is a horrible ripoff. You know what? They just ripped off NBA Jam, and they took the boring parts of NBA Jam and stuffed it into a game mm-hmm. with even worse controls.
You know, you call it a ripoff of NBA Jam, and sure, on the surface, that's what it seems like. But if you're doing a cartoon basketball game, it's hard not to make it like NBA Jam. Like, what else could you do? Like, it's 3-on-3 for one, so clearly it's way different.
Well, first, but this is what I would say. Make it less of a basketball game. Make it more cartoony, more things you can do. Like, you can jump on people.
Maybe they tried to stick to fundamentals too much.
Yeah, this is like elementary school basketball.
Right.
Yeah.
Dribble and take the ball all the way down and then shoot and then miss. And nothing else happens.
And then the other team scores.
Well, the frustrating thing to me was, like, this is not even as good as NBA Jam, even though it came out, like, 4 years later. Like, if you're
gonna... Yeah, that's... Exactly. It's not as good as NBA. It's the worst parts of NBA Jam, which is just the base basketball.
Yeah.
And plus, they messed up the controls and made it horrible to control.
Yeah. Like, the characters... The game just... It plays so much slower. Like, the characters all feel like they're... You know, they're just jogging up the court, just like lazy athletes, not like Looney Tunes characters.
Look, I mean, you're controlling a pig and a Wild West guy. Like, these aren't athletes.
Oh, no. I was controlling Wile E. Coyote and Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny. That was the three I was going with rolling out there. And,
look, Jordan was rusty. He's a baseball guy.
Hey, did you look at the stats in this thing? On all the characters, Jordan is the best one in this game.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
They gave him three balls out of three balls on all stats.
A baseball player. I mean that yeah, that lets you know how wacky this game is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've always known Jordan as the baseball player.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Well, guys, this is our second Michael Jordan game. I don't know if you realize that.
I'm wondering if Chaos in the Windy City is better, and I think it might be.
Yes,
it is.
It definitely
that's the
is.
Scary part.
Yeah.
You know what? I would think a movie based on Chaos in the Windy City would be better than Space Jam.
That would be an amazing movie.
They should make like dark and gritty. Like he's a crime fighter, blowing people up with basketballs.
Bunch of chaos going on.
Lots of bats flying around.
Lots of sewer crawling.
Well, I don't know if it'd be better than the Space Jam movie because I kind of like the Space Jam movie. It's not great, but it's not bad either.
It you have to look past a lot of stuff to enjoy it. Because I mean, for some reason these days, it's looked upon like on the same level as like classic kids movies. And I watched it maybe like a year ago. And I do not think it holds up.
Well, it did check all my boxes, which is basically two boxes. First of all, does it have a CG Wayne Knight being inflated to like a hot air balloon size?
Right,
check. And second of all, does it have a hypersexualized animal in it?
That's all I'm looking for. And check to that.
Double check.
If I say so myself.
What's the name of that rabbit in there?
Lola Bunny.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, she is. She's a regular skank like that one in Crash Bandicoot.
Yes. Pretty much the same thing, just with a smaller nose and bigger ears.
And she actually has skill as compared to Tanya. Tanya Bandicoot, who just gets captured.
Yeah,
and does
she's
nothing.
Like Princess Peach. She exists to be kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. Lola's got game, as they say.
Yep. And also, I will give the same warning that we gave on the Crash Bandicoot show, which is do not do a Google image search for Lola Bunny.
Yeah, that could be...
Because right now, I'm unfortunately looking at an image of Bugs Bunny like spanking her. And...
Yeah. Well,
oh, man.
Was she naughty?
She must have missed her jump shot.
Oh, jeez. And yeah, this is an uncomfortable area I've ventured in.
I can only assume how the episode's going to end today.
Yeah, this...
You know, I gotta say my favorite part of this game was collecting laundry. I thought that really, really spoke to the true nature of basketball and the zany cartoon world that we were in.
You know, that's one thing that it has over NBA Jam.
Right, laundry collection. So yeah, as you start the game, you want to go right into this crazy world and play some basketball, but first, Daffy Duck has to go get items of Michael Jordan's uniform because he can't play naked.
Yeah, was at the beginning of this game. They have the intro cartoon where Michael Jordan is just fully nude, just standing there.
Yep. He's like, "What do I do? Hey, kids, help me out."
Well, beyond there. Does that? I don't think that has any effect on the gameplay either. Like, does it?
I don't know.
Because there's another one. There's another mini game between the first and second quarter where I was playing as Lola Bunny, even though she wasn't on my team.
Yeah, surprise.
And then you had to rebound basketballs and throw them at things. Like you had to like the carnival style games where things go by with like point values on them, and you had to rebound the basketball and then throw the basketball at the targets, which I won. I beat the Monstar like 50 points to 30 points, but it seemed to have absolutely no effect on the game that was being played. Like, I was still behind when we resumed the game.
But maybe it's a game over if you fail. Did you ever fail this thing?
No, I didn't. Is it a game over if you fail?
I'm looking at the manual. And what you're referring to is Lola Bunny's Hall of Hijinks.
Oh.
This riotous shooting gallery is just a ticket if you want to increase your rebounding abilities.
Well, it did not seem to increase my rebounding abilities because they were still bad.
Yeah, it's really weird.
But I will say you know, the first quarter, I had to adjust a little bit to how slow this game was. But then after that point, I realized, you can shoot well over 50% from three-point range. And I hit like 7 threes the next quarter and never looked back. Daffy Duck was just gunning. He was gunning from three-point range for me.
Just draining it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you get rebound increased if... Because there's also Yosemite Sam's Shoot Out the Lights, which increases your accuracy.
Oh.
And Speedy Gonzalez's Crazy Space Race, which increases your court speed.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. It looks like you get an advantage if you win those.
Speedy Gonzalez was not even in the movie.
What?
That's racist.
He wasn't?
It is racist. Why do they have to leave out other ethnicities?
And they had to invent a female character just to have one in the game or in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I think this might be one of the last appearances of Speedy Gonzalez.
Really? He's not around
after
anymore?
He was. Yeah, he's been deemed racist.
I'm sure he was phased out.
Well, he is a little bit. I mean,
he went the way of Frito Bandito.
Oh, I don't know, Teeb. A film about this character has been announced by Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah, but it's probably like him killing white people to kind of balance it out.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, boy. I don't know.
I feel we need to talk about the Monstars here. I feel like they're getting a bad rap.
Yeah, who cares about them?
Too much Looney Tunes talk.
I mean, the Monstars are just basically like they're the enemies of this game.
But they're not really that bad, though. I mean, in the movie, they're just doing what they're told. It's their job to win.
Danny DeVito told them to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like that they steal the powers of modern day or modern day then basketball all stars.
Oh yeah. All,
like two white guys.
and Muggsy Bogues.
And the shortest dude ever.
Yeah, a bunch of non-all-stars they steal the powers from.
Hey, Larry Johnson was a 2-time all-star. I had to look that up because I didn't know who he was.
I just don't know why they steal the talent of 2 centers, Sean Bradley and Patrick Ewing, and Charles Barkley and Larry Johnson both play the 4. Like, their team is unbalanced. Like, they needed to...
That's why they lost.
That's probably why they lost.
Yeah, they needed more guard help besides Muggsy Bogues.
He ain't guarding shit.
Nope. So,
Well, it speaks to how much research and implication went into this this cartoon kids movie.
I don't know. That bugged me even as a kid. Like, I knew Muggsy Bogues wasn't, like, the best guard. Like, come on.
They needed someone for the weird little one to steal powers from.
Yeah. So they could have the tiny guy on their Monstar team.
Ah, clearly.
The comic relief.
And actually, you know, in the movie itself, he is the best actor of all the basketball players.
It's true. Worst, by far, Patrick Ewing.
Oh, yeah. He's he's like Lurch. Just
it's him, him or Sean Bradley, but it's probably Ewing.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas, you know, Barkley is his traditional self.
He's charismatic.
Yeah.
Can't help but love him.
Mm-hmm. It's not as funny as Barkley hosting SNL is one of the better athlete acting appearances where he's just dunking on Barney. Michael Jordan is not such a great host. He's okay in a Stuart Smalley skit, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a great Stuart Smalley, because he just has to sit there.
Yeah, and he's cracking up as he's repeating, I don't have to dunk the basketball every time.
Yeah, he wasn't so great in the movie either.
No, you can... not much stretching of the old acting range in this one for Michael Jordan.
Well, it's weird for, like, even... professional actors to work with green screen characters, so I'm sure it was like 20 times harder for Michael Jordan to have to do all this. Mm-hmm. It must have been pretty wacky. Mm-hmm.
But not Wacky Races. That's a different company, I think.
No. Not like Speedy Gonzalez.
Here's the other thing that bugs me about the game, which they bring up in the 30 for 30 on it. Like, the referee is biased against the Looney Tunes. Like, it doesn't seem like many fouls are being called, and it does make sense, though, because Marvin the Martian has always wanted to conquer Earth for himself.
Yeah, he's from space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's just from, like the Monstars.
Yeah, he's from Mars. So, I feel like that's why he lets all of this go by. Like,
mm-hmm.
So... that's
that makes total sense.
You think they would have picked a better referee than the guy who has always tried to conquer the Earth?
Yeah, like why is Tweety Bird on the team? Like that's not gonna help anyone.
He can't even dribble a basketball.
He can't even hold it. He should have been the ref.
Anyways, just to touch on the history of this one. The Space Jam video game was not well received. However, the movie is a bit of a cult classic, and every couple of years there's talk of a sequel with a new NBA star. Since 2014, LeBron James has been attached, and in 2016, there was an official announcement that his production company acquired the rights for a sequel. There hasn't been any filming yet, though, so a release before 2018 seems unlikely.
Yeah, I think, people are clamoring for it, but I can't see it going anywhere.
Are people clamoring?
They are. If you've ever been on the internet, I don't know if you're familiar, but
I heard about it.
It is quite the stir over Space Jam, the sequel.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's time. You could do a sequel or a reboot.
Yeah, but I think. It should be Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, well...
everyone likes to visit Mount Mutombo. Come on.
Exactly. Who want to sex Mutombo? It's a question on everyone's tongue.
Good urban legends.
Oh, that was real. That was a quote from the man himself.
Yeah, Alonzo Mourning did confirm it last year. So, good times.
And if anyone's trustworthy.
It's Zoe. I mean, I would trust him more than some of the other guys.
Oh, sure.
I
mean, it sounded sarcastic, but...
Well, I don't know. There's not much to say about this one. Like, if you like Space Jam the movie, just watch it again instead of buying this game or playing it.
Mm-hmm. And if you like Space Jam the movie, I would suggest watching something else.
Watching something else?
Expand your horizons, folks.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not playing this.
Yes, there is a slightly better game, Looney Tunes Basketball, for the Super Nintendo. But it's that's not required playing either. That one was by Sunsoft, so it's a little bit better.
Who did this one? Acclaim?
Sculptured Software.
Okay, I was way off.
What are some of their other joints?
It was produced by Acclaim, though.
Okay, that's where I saw it. Yeah, they're more of a publisher, I guess.
Some of the other games by Sculptured Software were... did they really do... This says they did Mortal Kombat for the Super Nintendo.
Maybe they ported it.
Yeah, it's probably more of a port job. Because Midway is Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah, Midway and Acclaim.
Yep.
So they probably did just the Super Nintendo one.
And also that one, I will say that one is renowned as being bad. So.
Yeah, I can see it.
The
graphics in this are a bit Mortal Kombat-ish, like that thing we've brought up before, where it's like the mocap sprites kind of.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Digitized. But this,
yeah, like the Michael Jordan at least, because everyone else is a cartoon, so can't really mocap that.
Quite a few WWF games and Simpsons games.
Yes.
Oh, Simpsons.
Kiss of Death for both of that. But according to Wikipedia, they specialize in porting games to different platforms, especially from arcade games to home console games.
That makes sense.
They were independent from 1984 to 1995, and then Acclaim ran them from 1995 to 2002.
Yeah, we all know there's nothing better than mid-90s Simpsons and WWF games, so...
Yes. Really,
it's a good track record.
As we've previously discussed on here. They also did NHL Stanley Cup for the Super Nintendo, which was one of those weird Mode 7 games.
Oh, really?
Yep. And also NCAA basketball, which was also, I don't know, kind of this weird 3D game for the Super Nintendo that was... It basically had no simulation modes or stuff you'd want from a NCAA basketball game.
You sure it wasn't just a reskinned Space Jam?
No, it came out years before.
You didn't collect the pieces of your uniform before you could play.
You know what I love about NCAA basketball for the Super Nintendo? It's known as World League basketball in Europe and Super Dunk Shot in Japan.
Oh, that makes sense.
Super Dunk Shot.
We're gonna have to cut that.
Huel, you may have heard of the last couple of games they worked on. Legends of Wrestling.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was not a fan.
No.
It was kind of like...
It didn't work out.
It's kind of like a bad version of the SmackDown versus Raw series. Like, more arcade, but not so good.
Well, yeah, it was unsigned people that weren't in any promotion, so it was, like, all a bunch of old people.
But that's what you want in your Legends of Wrestling game, right?
Yes.
No, yeah, on paper, sure, it sounds great. But you have to make a good game to actually execute that.
Yeah, I looked at a few screenshots, and this looks like a horrible, Uncanny Valley CG-esque wrestling game.
Yeah.
Very bland visuals here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had a little hype going in, but once it came out, everyone's like, nah.
It is, bizarrely, though, it's the only game you can play as, like, these really old wrestlers. Like,
is it Macho Man in it?
Yeah, but of course, but Macho Man you can play in other games. What about, what if you want to play as David Von Erich?
Oh, he's got a lot of Von Erichs in there.
The most famous of the Von Erichs.
Yep. Or Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert.
Oh, dear.
It's got Captain Lou Albano.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And also one of my favorite wrestling gimmicks, the model Rick Martel.
Mm.
Where he would he would come to the ring in a button that says, "Yes, I am a model."
Is Duke the Dumpster Drosy in there?
Oh, no, no. They don't have that kind of budget.
Pass.
Hard pass. Terry Funk, of course, is in here. But
He'll do anything for a buck.
Yep. he'll wrestle in your living room tomorrow for a buck 50.
I actually heard I was listening to a podcast that Colt Cabana was on recently. Mm-hmm. Famous comedic indie wrestler. And he said that Terry Funk was in so many movies because if you did like two movies a year, you could join SAG, and SAG gives you actual health insurance. So that's why he would just any movie he could find for the SAG insurance, which is smart. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So you gotta watch them pennies when you're you're a pro wrestler.
If you're doing the stuff Terry Funk did, then you might need health insurance.
So, speaking of, I would rather play a basketball game with professional wrestlers than than Space Jam.
You just blew my mind. Sounds amazing.
I know. Who do you Hulk Hogan and Hulk Hogan and Macho Man take on Ravishing Rick Rude and
the Mega Powers,
Bobby the Brain Heenan, and 2-on-2 hoops.
A Big Show choke slam dunking the basketball.
Oh man, God,
how good would this be?
We got to stop talking. This is too good of an idea.
Cut this. No one can steal it.
Snip it. You got to snip this.
Cheers. Get him out.
All right, Todd or Huel, did you have anything else you want to add about the old Space Jams?
I just want to briefly bring up the website. I saw Ryan Gibbs, former guest, brought that up. I don't know if I'm stepping on your segment.
No, go ahead.
But the original website from 1995 or so still exists and is still operational, and it's amazing.
The Space Jam movie website or the video game website?
From the movie, I'm sorry. I should specify. Mm-hmm. So the Space Jam movie website from Warner Brothers or whatever still exists, and it's as amazing as you might think.
Is it spacejamthemovie.com or what?
I should probably have written the link down. I have it here. So in true 90s fashion, the URL is warnerbrothers.com/archive/spacejam/movie/jam.htm.
Although if you type in spacejam.com, it does bring you there.
Well, you could do that too. So
look at all these options. The lineup.
Good luck with it.
Behind the jam.
Yeah, they got pictures, stills from the movie.
Oh my God.
Clips from behind the scenes, which you can only download as QuickTime movies.
They have frames. There are frames over this website.
There's frames galore. A classic tiled starry background. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I suggest everyone look. Mm-hmm. Maybe put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
In case people can't type spacejam.com.
They have like Looney Tunes bios and all this other fun stuff.
Yep.
Oh,
I mean, endless information.
Trivia quiz. What rival calls Bugs a long-eared galoot?
Daffy.
Todd, can I get your guess?
Oh, I would say Daffy, yeah.
Yosemite Sam is the correct answer.
Are they rivals?
Yes.
I thought him and Foghorn were rivals.
I mean, Bugs Bunny is kind of rivals with everyone.
He is a dick. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
How old is Bugs Bunny? 56, 37, 88, or 91?
At the time of this website.
Yeah, in 1996. Mm-hmm. What are the options?
56, 37, 88, or 91?
56.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Right. 56. So it's tied 1-1.
I knew he was around in World War II. So. But I knew he probably wasn't around in 1900.
Yes, he did. He did fight the Nazis.
Yes, the Nazi scourge.
Who provided the first voice for Bugs Bunny? Fritz Freleng, Michael Maltese, Mel Blanc, or Frank Oz?
Mel Blanc. Period.
What say you, Brisket?
Sure. Yeah. I'll go with that.
Mel Blanc, 2-2 still.
Voiceover legend.
And let's just make this the final one. I had no idea. It's just,
I didn't think we were going to do this many.
It doesn't even say how many there are, how many questions this quiz has.
My tiebreaker.
What was the name of the first Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Oh, boy.
A.
Bugs Beats the Stinking Japs.
Nope.
Oh, Jesus.
A. A Wild Hare. B. Bugs Bunny Gets the Boyd. C. Stage Door Cartoon. Or D. Hair Tonic.
I'm going to go with the Wild Hare.
Yeah, that's the one I would go with.
You already said your answer.
That is the correct answer.
I win. He said the other one.
Huel was first, so I'm going to declare you the winner on this one, Huel.
Due to being first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You are better than me.
I am in every way. Best ever. Suck it.
Well, Todd, did you have anything else you wanted to add about the old Space Jam here? Maybe you had a bit you wanted to do?
Wow. Okay. Are we segueing here?
Well, I got it typed down here that you may have wanted to do a bit this week.
Okay, I don't have any more notes personally, but I did look up on the internet and find some reasons why this game is the most best game of all time. So, the first review is written by... Oh, by the way, I looked at GameFAQs. I like to pull these from GameFAQs because that's where the real hardcore fans are.
Yeah, the true fans.
The true fans. But unfortunately, there were no reviews
oh boy,
for this on any system. So I had to go to Amazon and find some reviews. Mm-hmm. And this is for the Saturn version.
Oh.
This first review is by Natisha. And she writes, "Crisp and new, a wonderful classic. Brings back so many memories. Perfection. Crisp and new and a wonderful classic."
Oh, is that it?
Is it 5 stars?
That's it. 5 stars. 5 stars. Okay.
Oh.
That's a key. It's a key element here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't disagree with any of that.
Yep. I mean, it is crisp and new. And this was written in 2014, by the way. Crisp and new and a wonderful classic.
Right. Okay. Now, judging by the name, I'm guessing she's possibly Ukrainian or Russian. So in 2014, this is probably mind-blowing technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is very crisp and new. So it makes sense.
Yep. And, okay. The next one is called I Fell in Love With It Immediately.
Oh.
By Teen Kitsune. And this is a little bit longer. So Teen Kitsune writes, "I never saw the original movie in theaters back in 1996. But I did catch it being played on VHS in the kids' waiting room of my eye doctor's office when I was really young. As someone who grew up with reruns of the old Looney Tunes cartoons, I fell in love with it immediately. I mean, the great characters of Warner Brothers and Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time, in a movie together. That's a recipe for greatness in my book. However, it wouldn't be a long time until I was allowed to play video games. Even longer until I would get a PlayStation system, and even longer until I would even learn of this game. As someone who grew up with this movie, I thought this would be a great game for me, even though many game critics think otherwise. However, not too long ago from writing this review, I got to try the Sega Saturn version of this game at a friend's house, and I officially fell in love with it. It plays like old school early 90s 2v2 basketball video games, the most famous being NBA Jam for the SNES. Plus, features mini games between rounds that are actually quite fun. And being able to play as famous Looney Tunes characters and Michael Jordan, plus the Monstars from the movie. This is a must-have title if you own a Sega Saturn, original PlayStation, or PlayStation 2. I highly recommend it. 5 stars.
Ow, if you own a PlayStation 2.
I mean, backwards compatible.
Oh, that's high praise.
I mean, why stop at just PlayStation 2 games?
Yeah, I love how Teen Kitsune only watched this movie like in the waiting room of a doctor's office.
For like 15 minutes max.
Yeah, for like 15 minutes. And then just fell in love with the whole thing.
I love it.
Well, I think it's in an eye doctor's office too, right?
Yeah, an eye doctor.
She couldn't even see this movie.
Might not even, yeah. Who knows what they're in for.
You get those Coke bottles adjusted.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, it's proof that some people are just a little more optimistic than we are.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to move along to our next segment, which is this week in comments, concerns, and questions.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of Milwaukee is the fact that it's the only major American city to have ever elected 3 socialist mayors.
I was not aware of that.
In this new segment, listeners can provide the Sweet Baby Boys with comments, concerns, and questions about the game we're covering. It's a chance to share opinion in a safe place. If you'd like to contribute, shoot an email to parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com or leave a comment on our Facebook page, Your Parents Basement. Just 2 comments this week. Both Mary and Lauren say that they love this movie on VHS, and I agree, that is the best way to experience this movie.
Hmm. Maybe I'm missing something out here watching it digitally. I didn't catch it on VHS. Maybe that's why I don't appreciate it as much.
I feel like everyone had this on VHS. Like, that. I don't know, this was just one of those movies that came out when everyone had a VHS, and it was like right before DVD.
I feel like I was too busy watching classics from the Disney archive rather than Space Jam.
Oh, well, that's the thing, though. That Disney vault would just close shut. But Space Jam...
You gotta
Jam,
get it while it's hot, while it's fresh.
Yeah. Space Jam, you could always buy Space Jam. So, good times. And that was it. There was a couple other helpful people who shared some articles, nice oral history of Space Jam and the Space Jam movie, the movie website, and I will link to those in the news post for this one. So, good times.
Some read material while I think about this game while I'm taking a crap.
There's nothing people like more than reading while listening to this podcast.
I mean, if there were ever a podcast that you could do 2 things at once while listening to,
yep,
it would be this one.
Oh yeah. just barely paying attention.
Yes.
That's the preferred. That's what we would prefer.
That's why we have to drop the stingers in there, the bit intros, just so that people wake up. Like, hey, something else is going on.
From better, more popular shows.
I just want the listeners to do what we do while we record the show, which is, you know, we barely pay attention to what's happening.
Zone out.
Yeah.
Forget everything that we did. Once the headphones come off.
Classic move is to forget everything said.
Yeah. Just like Will Ferrell during the debate in Old School, where he just blacks out. All right, let's move right along to the email portion of tonight's show. Todd, did you receive any emails this week?
You know what? I checked my box.
Oh.
And it had something inside.
Oh, what a glorious day.
It's a short and sweet one. They write, "Hey friends, I appreciate you reading my letter on the show last week. Say, if you were to design a video game that combines your favorite beloved cartoon and a sport, what would that be? I am definitely not going to be taking these ideas to my next pitch meeting. Your pal, Jimmy Blizzards."
Oh, Jimmy. Glad he's back. Decided to spread his love to other hosts, I see. But cartoons and sports.
Now, see, I'm going to steal an idea we had earlier, which is Looney Tunes wrestling.
Mm.
Because
close to what we said before.
Yes, that I'm sure I will remember to cut out what we said earlier, as we all.
Oh yeah, the thing we never said, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes. There's no way I would let it get to air. Because I'm a professional, but I think Looney Tunes versus like professional wrestling, that could be a fun, cartoony game for kids and grown-ups alike.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cartoon violence, a lot of anvils.
Of course. Now they did do Samson's wrestling. Mm-hmm. Which I remember being sort of okay.
Yeah, I think that was moderately well received for at least for a Samson's game, which are notoriously, you know, not well received.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think it was from like someone who'd already done like a wrestling game, so they just kind of plugged in Homer and Madge and all that.
Slapped them Samson's characters in there.
For some reason, this came to mind, and I don't know why, but King of the Hill Bowling.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that would fit into the world. I feel like those are people that would go bowling.
Yes.
They could have catchphrases and maybe special moves. Mm-hmm. No idea why that came to my brain, but...
Nice little casual joint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And... extremely underrated series. I feel like it doesn't get the praise that it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Teeb, as a native Texan, do you agree?
I would say yes. It does not get the praise it deserves. But, you know, having said that, I'm not entirely a fan.
Well, I'm sorry this has to be our last episode. Mm-hmm. But you made your bed.
I mean, I like King of the Hill, but I think it's kind of like at the average for me when it comes to animated shows. Like there's a bunch I like better, but there's also a bunch that are clearly worse.
Look, I'm not saying it's like upper echelon best ever, but for a show that went that long, I think it maintained its power.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely think it's better than Family Guy at this point. Like,
yeah, if you're looking from start to finish,
yeah, like
Family Guy had that 4-year burst.
Yes,
went away for a while, came back, and was okay, and then it just has gone way too long.
I feel like the first year or two that Family Guy came back, it was still watchable. Still
yeah, there was some. There was still something there.
Now it's like, like even The Simpsons. It's weird that they're still on the air. But I'll still watch and chuckle. I do not do that so much with Family Guy anymore. So.
True.
Deep.
Do you have an answer?
I'm going to go with Rainbow Bright Baseball.
Okay.
it only makes sense.
Hard to argue.
Yeah. We better just move right along to Yule's emails.
Well, I'm glad you assumed that I got one. because I did.
Oh!
It is from Scooterbot 42.
Oh!
Scooty.
Almost tricked you there. Scooty writes, "Dear Pod Friends, great episode last week on Diablo. I wish I could play it, but since I can't, I decided to try to do the next best thing. Todd made mouse clicking sound so much fun, so I wanted to try it out. The library is only open a few hours, so I knew I needed a mouse of my own to practice with. I tried to think of other places with lots of computers, and then it dawned on me, schools. I made my way over to the middle school, but as I went confidently for the dumpster, someone stopped me. I merely tried to explain I needed to search their dumpsters so I could practice defeating the devil, but they were having none of it. They got super touchy about it, so I left. It made me wonder, how often do you save scum in video games? Sincerely, Scooterbot 42.
Oh, it's a good ask.
Very relatable ask. Mm-hmm. Now, for those listening that don't know what that means, it's for games that allow multiple save files. It's where you kind of save frequently, and if S hits the F, you can kind of just reload and try it again. Without relying on like checkpoints or save like auto saves and stuff.
Yeah.
So as a person who's bad at video games now, I do it with reckless abandon.
Oh yeah.
I have no shame whatsoever.
Yeah, in modern games, F5 is my favorite button.
Yeah, just fill save, up quick fill save. Up that hard drive. Don't let me do this again. I hate replaying stuff that I already did and failed at. I'm playing XCOM 2 again. I played it when it came out in February, but then it got too hard, and then I stopped. So I restarted it about a month ago, and I'm loving it now. But that is a game where saving is crucial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because if you like spend your last action point to take one more step instead of crouching down behind a box, then
by accident,
guy's just going to appear in one shot.
If I go one tile, just one tile further, then whoever's in the lead, every enemy pops out and kills me next turn.
One shot kill.
I'm just destroyed. Mm-hmm. I didn't set any Overwatch. Sorry. So yeah, it's stuff like that and just bad positioning. So I hate replaying stuff, like I said. So I just wanna save all the time. Mm-hmm. Shameless.
Is why I to go on a tiny tangent here.
Sure.
There's a race and vidya game called Dirt.
Ooh.
The Dirt series. I don't know if you guys have played this. It was recently free on some bundle site. And what you do in that game is it is a tight control, realistic racing game, but there's a rewind button. So say you're driving and you like clip the edge of a car and it flips you over. You hit the rewind button and it'll scoot you back like 10 seconds.
Oh, man.
Redo that turn.
Sounds like a game made for me.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's like that way, when you watch the race beginning to finish, it's just like a clean race, like nothing happened. But if you go in real time, it's just crash after crash after crash.
Can you rewatch your race?
Yeah, yeah.
And then just to see how amazing you are?
See how amazing you are, yeah.
Just racing this car. That's amazing. Yeah, I think I heard of that, but I didn't know that feature. That must be like the main feature of the game.
It's not the main feature, but it is a nice feature. I love it. I love it. I want that one in every single game.
Please.
That's like I think I never played it, but the Prince of Persia Sands of Time game where you can rewind. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
There's that Telltale game, Life is Strange, that people said was good. And I think that's like the main hook of the game, is you sort of rewind stuff to do it again.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember Dragon Warrior 4 had an item that lets you go back in time.
Oh, you know, it makes me think of Braid also.
Yeah, Braid.
Yeah.
The modern classic Braid.
But that's like a puzzle solving technique more than mm-hmm. messing up something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Todd, this Dirt series is made by Codemasters, who they also make the Dizzy the Egg game that I've talked about.
Oh,
That's what I know them from.
The long pined for.
Yes, yes.
Dizzy series.
Also, They made a couple other things you may have heard of. One is the Game Genie.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And they also made a little series called Micro Machines.
Oh.
The racing.
They're on a streak there.
Yeah.
Man. They got racing in their blood.
Yep, and they are also based in Merry Old England.
Oh, I'm out.
Nope, hard pass. Sorry.
You're going to have to throw this thing away.
No more Game Genie for Todd.
Nope. All right, so I think we all answered that one, right?
Yeah, I think the answer was a resounding yes.
Yeah.
Because we're all old and lazy now.
I don't have time to replay a game legitly.
Mm-hmm. I got enough stuff to do.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well,
I've 6 hours of wrestling to watch.
Oh God, a week. more if you factor in everything else. There's cruiserweight shows. There's
pay-per-views. Not happy that exists now.
Pay-per-views every 2 weeks. We need to move on. Sorry. So, I received 2 emails.
Whoa.
First one. Sweet baby boys, when is Teebs going to host the show? Sincerely, friend of the show, Jovial Jackie. I had to Google this one. Teebs.
What is that?
Teebs. Matandra Mandawa, better known by his stage name Teebs, is an American record producer and visual artist from Los Angeles, California. He is a member of the My Hollow Drum Collective, and he is also one half of the duo Sons of the Morning. Now, I've looked him up, and I don't think he plays video games, so I do not know why Jackie suggested him as a guest. And he
maybe, if he plays Candy Crush, we can get him on for that one.
Yeah, no. I gotta say, no, that's not a classic game. I mean, that's an iPhone, Android. That's modern day.
Mm-hmm.
That does not meet our criteria.
So, it's a modern classic.
So this Matandra Mandawa, this Teebs, he will not be hosting the show.
Yeah, he sounds like a bore. Mm-hmm. I don't want him anywhere near this.
Is he related to Dikembe?
Oh, right. No, he is not related to Mount Matumbo, unfortunately. I mean, if he was related to Dikembe Mutombo, he can come on this show anytime he wants.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Not this guy, not this Teebs. So, and the second email I got from Mrs. Bayou Feng Chi. The subject line says, very urgent. The email reads, I know that this letter may be a very big surprise to you. I came across your email contact from my personal search, and I instructed the doctor here in this hospital to help me email you, and I believe that you will be honest.
Sounds like a scooter bus situation.
it's not good, guys, and I believe that you will be honest to fulfill my final wish before I will die.
Oh, man. This is heart-wrenching.
I'm on the edge of my seat here.
How many DuckTales does Diablo get?
Whoa! I mean, it is the ultimate question.
We did leave that hanging from last.
What is his or her name again?
From Mrs. Bayou Feng Chi.
Mrs. Feng Chi.
She didn't even, with her last email, she did not write to Mr. Bayou Feng Chi.
She did not even.
She wrote to us.
Yeah, clearly married. MRS. Unless she's widowed. I don't know. I don't know the situation.
Oh, God. I don't know if that's better or worse if she's widowed, but
I'm going to go with better.
Yes, instructed the doctor here in this hospital to help me email you, and I believe that you will be honest to fulfill my final wish before I will die.
Well, I feel like there's only one person.
Yeah, Mrs. Feng Chi, let me help ease you into that light at the end of the tunnel. Diablo gets one DuckTale.
Wow.
Solid duck tail.
I did not expect that.
No. Wow, that is.
Wow. This is new ground.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
It's a rare treat. Mrs. Fung-Chi, God bless. Godspeed.
Just for you, Mrs. Fung-Chi.
Let the darkness overcome now.
Oh, boy.
Final rest. Forever sleep.
This may have been one of our best email segments ever. I almost feel reluctant pressing our luck, but Todd, did you receive any questions for the Sweet Boys this week?
You know what? I did.
Oh.
Perfect. I got an ask. Okay. So let's ask the Sweet Boys. Let's see. I'm going to skip the preamble because we're hitting the hour mark pretty soon. Okay. This asker is anonymous.
Oh, okay.
And they write, why would a aunt who hates witches want her niece who is a witch?
Oh.
So I am writing a book about witches and stuff. And so this girl gets taken in by her aunt who hates witches and hated them so much she killed her whole family, and her niece is the last resentment from her bloodline, which means she is very powerful. But I can't think of why her aunt would want her so much if she hates witches.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's it. Wow. Huh.
Sounds like a little writer's block, something like that.
Well, we don't.
So
we
the aunt murdered her family?
Yeah.
The aunt murdered her family of witches, but still wants her niece. But why does she want her niece, who is a witch?
You know, I'm not going to answer this because I would like royalties on this book series before contributing my creative juices.
Yeah. If you
guys can
give
freely
the answer, then.
I feel like that unlocks the whole thing. You know?
This is we got the next Twilight on our hands here. If we give the answers, we should be part of the piece, get a piece of that action.
This is like telling you who's a host and who isn't in Westworld. It's like the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I am going to give out a solution for free.
Please.
Except I stole it from the Samsons, which is maybe she might need a kidney.
And a witch. Which kidney is extra money on the black market?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So well, maybe not black market, but like personally.
Yeah, so you keep that witch around, and you know, when she's 25, you harvest that kidney out.
Yeah. You can get her plumped up.
Yeah.
Get a nice juicy kidney out.
Yeah, and by the way, it doesn't matter if the aunt needs a kidney, because I think if you put three kidneys in there, that'll make the aunt even more powerful.
Yeah, she could pee for days.
Yeah.
Heck.
Now,
take both the witch's kidneys. Take them both.
Yeah, she's a dirty witch.
Yeah, what if you care if she has to go on dialysis?
Now, did the ask specify if the aunt is a witch or she just hates witches?
She just hates witches. Did not specify.
So maybe it's not.
Maybe the aunt was married into the witch family.
Kind of getting a heavy Harry Potter vibe from this, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, here's my response for this one. She's a lesbian.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh God.
Yeah, that explains everything.
Well, at least she's not a fat lesbian like last week.
Ooh.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Man, speaking of letters.
Oh boy. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. We're going to get some more letters. And you can write to us at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh.
Anyways.
Visit ypbpodcast.com for all other communication.
Yeah. Just, I mean, It's 2012. Just use Google.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been 2012 for like 10 months now, I think. So.
Okay.
Anyways. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say before we wrap up here?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, guys. You got a lot of, well, whatever it is, you got a lot of it.
Huel, how about you?
I promise I'll never swear again. I'll never get another technical. I'll never trash talk. I won't go out with Madonna again.
is that Barkley?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My favorite Charles Barkley story is he got into a fight in Philly once, and he threw a guy through a plate glass window. And afterwards, he got asked at a press conference or after practice one day, "You have any regrets about the fight?" And he allegedly said, "My only regret was that we are not on a higher floor." So
Barkley,
such a charmer.
Oh, Barkley.
All right. On that note, here is a little snifferoo from next week's game.